right, let's do it. And then they hit live and go for it. Right, John's just done. So
I've done that now.
This pipe, I think this, I don't know what this pipe does though. If it's a gas pipe, I might actually just pass out during the pod.
If you're just tuning in, Tom has broken a pipe in his garage and is hot-footing it to death. This is Batflips and Nerds. And here's your host, Darius Austin.
This is going to either go down as the best or worst intro we've ever done. We've attempted to come in mid-conversation, which actually appears to be, yeah. What have you broken, Tom? Tom Pringle is with us, everybody.
Hello. I don't know. The thing is, though, it's a large plastic pipe, but I think it might be for like a condenser dryer or something. I don't think it actually does anything. Well, I hope it doesn't, because it's now in bits. This garage is quite large, though, so I think I might have enough oxygen for about an hour, so it should be good for the pod.
We can pod until you pass out. That seems like a good point to stop. And we've also got John McGee, who has, in attempting a bat flip pre-pod, almost broken his microphone, I believe.
Yeah, I'm on shaky ground here because you've already given away that I'm going to do a bat flip, but I've got a quite small room, I've got a low ceiling, and I've got a very expensive guitar that doesn't belong to me next to me. So I might do a bat flip, but I might no longer have a girlfriend.
We'll see if it's worth it.
It will be.
Okay, so today we've got a kind of couple of things, really. And we are going to move on to a bit of a prediction review. Many of you will remember the preseason prediction pod. Many of you have given us grief about some of those predictions over the course of the season. So we're going to kind of take a look at that and also the bold predictions that many people did at the meetup at the start of the year, some of which are extremely wacky. Others have actually come true. So we're going to go through all of those. Before we get going, I kind of wanted to mention the meetups because there are a couple more coming up, one of which is going to be at Belushi's in Bath. That's on the 18th of August at 5:30. That's organised by Steve Hunter, I believe. So if you're in the Bath area, get yourself down to that. And then the following week, there's yet another one on the 26th. That's a bank holiday weekend in London at Belushi's again. So if you've been to one before, then it's the same place. If you've not, then definitely go down. They're a great time. We've all had a lot of fun going to them. So back-to-back baseball meetups coming up for UK fans.
Tom, you're going to be at the one in London, aren't you? So that's a reason for people to avoid it if they're looking for one.
Yeah, so if you want to go to the Bath one, that'd be great. Otherwise, you'll probably get me in a Padres hat just talking crap.
Do you own Padres hats?
I own two now, and they're both exactly the same. I bought a second one because it was on eBay, and it was about £10. And I thought,
I was going to say, don't you own more Padres gear because it's so cheap on eBay?
Oh, it's so cheap. It's brilliant. I mean, if you're going to start supporting a baseball team, support the Padres because the gear is just incredibly cheap. No one wants it. It's great.
Or the Twins, because I've been watching the Twins before we started the podcast, and they've got a really nice home jersey. I think it's my favorite home jersey. It is good fonts. We're back on fonts.
Quite lyrical about that Twins font before.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just much better use of pinstripes and beards on the same individual. It's just some combination.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a great jersey. I really like it. There's not many that beat it. I do like the Dodgers Los Angeles one, the gray one. I quite like that.
Yeah, that's pleasing. Pleasing all round. Anyway, so yeah.
Right, so moving on from our jersey discussion, before we get to the predictions, there is an extremely hot button issue that we have to talk about, and it revolves around the guy whose name we've just been debating how to say. We think it's David Bote, even though everybody's obviously been just calling him David Boat until they actually heard his name out loud. Most people, I would have thought, would have seen his incredible walk-off grand slam to win a game 4-3 over the weekend. If you haven't, then go and check it out. It's probably one of the best baseball moments this season, if not in the past few seasons. But the part which really kind of got us a bit angry and frustrated, I think, was the fact that he then came out the next day and apologised. So he was on the Score radio station in Chicago, and I'll read David's quote. He said, "It just kind of happened. I didn't even realise I did it until I saw it on the replay." This is referring to his... well, it was a bit of a plane, really, a bat flip and then a plane around the bases, as though one might do as a small child. I thought... Yes, the Fjortoft, that's a good one. Boat went on to say, "I thought, oh man, I did bat flip it. Obviously, I meant no disrespect by any means. It was just the heat of the moment. I got it good and I was wishing it out." So, John, this was kind of just a wind you up and let you go situation, really. I know you... you came out on the Twitter account immediately and sort of outlined why you think this is an atrocious way to approach the game. So why don't you tell us your feelings?
So I did a really sweary tweet, which I mean, I don't really know whether I need to elaborate on it. I haven't actually got it in front of me, but there were at least two F's in it. And I know that that's kind of normal form for me during this podcast. I'm going to try and not do any swears, but my real question and my real irritation is who the heck is he? Who is he apologizing to? By the way, I've decided that the pronunciation is going to be Javid Burt, because that's what you get called in West Cumbria. So that's his name on this podcast now. And so Javid Burt, my question to you, Javid, is who are you apologizing to? Like, literally who? There was I saw a quote today. It's an old quote from Bryce Harper about Jose Fernandez, about why Jose Fernandez loved it when someone backflipped against you, because, you know, he knew that you'd got him. And he would, you know, do the same by his own token. When he struck you out, he'd pump his fist. And I thought that was a really good antidote to what we saw. I feel a bit sorry for Boat. And I feel like maybe he's apologizing because he's a young guy and he feels like that's the convention and that's what he needs to do. And actually, he maybe hasn't recognized that the sport is happily and thankfully drifting in a slightly different direction. That's the real source of my concern. What is he apologizing for? It's a show of emotion. It's quite interesting contextually, and I think this is one of the reasons why I found it so annoying, and maybe why it pushed my button so much. So I'm reading a couple of books at the moment, and it made me think of both of them, and they're quite different. So one of them is a 19th century French literary novel,
obviously, Red and Black. Obviously. I mean, what else would you be reading?
Well, I am, by Stendhal, and it's about this guy, and he sort of lives in this Parisian 19th century Paris, and he's constantly sort of feeling he needs to apologize, but he's a peasant, and he's sort of got to behave in a certain way, and it's completely ridiculous, and he can't, even though he has to behave in a certain way, he still can't fit in. And it's, I sort of was thinking, that's not dissimilar to what David Bote finds himself in. He's sort of apologizing for being what he is and for having certain approaches to something that doesn't really matter. So why am I seeing these parallels between a 19th century French novel and baseball in the 21st century? It's completely ridiculous. On the other hand, the other book that I'm reading at the moment is Karl Yastrzemski's autobiography, Yaz, Baseball, The Wall and Me. You know, that's not going to win any awards for its title. And I have to say, it's not winning any awards for its contents for me. Karl Yastrzemski certainly is not a person I want to go down the pub with. If we think that, you know, Brian McCann is the arbiter of all that is bad in modern baseball, it's probably because Karl Yastrzemski's here. He is one buttoned up, rotten individual. He seems to be constantly out for himself. It's all about breaking records. He just thinks that getting brushed back in every game is exactly what should be happening, and that's how you play the game the right way. And he hasn't quite called anyone a fanny in the modern game. And, you know, bear in mind, this is written in the 80s, for not liking a brushback. I'll put it this way. He would not have enjoyed what David Bote did. And I'm kind of glad of that, because I think he's an insufferable tosspot, even as a Red Sox fan. And if I like something that Karl Yastrzemski doesn't like, then that's a good thing. And I definitely like what David Bote did. That's the ultimate grand slam, you know, and it got the ultimate celebration in the Jan Arger Fjordtoft. If you are a person who does not find that 100% joyous, then please don't listen to our podcast, because there's absolutely nothing for you here, other than if you like 19th century French literature, in which case DMs are open, babes.
So anybody who had John mentioning Stendhal, cross that off your Batflips and Nerds bingo card. We all knew it was just a matter of time. Tom, can you be our Karl Yastrzemski here and play devil's advocate? Is there any justification for what Bote did in apologizing for this majestic moment?
No.
I want to start first by trying to come up with a good book title for a baseball player. I'm thinking at the moment, maybe a knuckleballer could have their title of Catch Me If You Can.
That's actually quite good.
I'm not too bad.
Because I'm so used to cricket autobiography titles. Yeah. Like, playing it straight, opening up, keeping quiet. My friend wrote that one, and I even have to sort of chat. That was Paul Nixon, the Leicestershire and England wicketkeeper. My friend wrote it, and even then, I'm like, nah, John.
Not happy with that. I don't think I've got anything. I can't do it. I can't even play Devil's Advocate on this one. I can't even try and go the other side. It's just, I'll stop swearing there. It's just bull mud, though, isn't it? We don't. How is it?
Bull mud.
How is it? Well, I go for dog log. That's another one I quite like as well.
Child friendly swears.
Yeah, exactly.
WWE swears.
I can't do it. What do you say? The emotion just completely like took over. How can you even apologize to something like that? And like John said, who's he apologizing to? Not a single player or commentator has come out and even mentioned it. I think maybe it's been mentioned in passing to him, or somebody said it to him in the clubhouse or whatever. But what a load of crap. Seriously. I mean, why would anyone even get sad on about it? You don't see it. I mean, I said this in the Slack chat. You don't see this in any other sport, do you, at all? In fact, the NBA is horrendous for it. They just rip into each other on the court. It's disgusting, really, in terms of like the level of severity. I love it. I haven't got a problem with it. But you look at the NFL and the NBA, they idolize it when it happens. I mean, the NFL even brought celebrations back for a touchdown, which they got rid of to begin with. So you just don't. I just don't understand why baseball still has to stick with it. And it's crap like this that just makes it sad for new players in the game. I mean, thankfully, they get to watch a lot of Dominican players and Mexican players and Japanese and Korean players who come over and they'll just bat flip for fun. And I love it. It's great. And hopefully that'll just get into the youth and change the game completely.
It kind of reminded me of like in football where something hilarious happens and the pundit sort of, I see Alan Shearer very earnestly looking like my father-in-law, which he does. It's uncannily weird, even though my father-in-law is like a 70-year-old man from Southampton. Just a slight digression there. So earnestly saying, nobody wants to see that. And it's like, you know, it's Kieran Dyer fighting his own player in the middle of the pitch. It's like, no, Alan, everybody wants to see that. It's exactly what we're here for. We're here for, you know, top bin Thunder bastards and handbags between our own players. Everybody enjoyed Yasiel Puig and Nick Hundley. Everybody enjoyed David Bote. Everybody enjoyed it. Joe Kelly offering out Austin Theory, whatever he's bloody called, that Joker, and Aaron Judge, you know, carrying. It's been the things that you'll remember about this series this year in baseball is the Red Sox being absolutely amazing, us being crap at predictions, and Joe Kelly and Aaron Judge's headlock. Everybody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see David Bote's bat flip. Everyone, I'm going to do my bat flip now. I said I would. It's going to be small. Hopefully my new microphone will pick this up. I'm going to do it on my chair.
I'm interested to see what kind of style bat flip are there.
My microphone fell over. So there you go. Everybody wants to see that.
Well, I don't think any of us can argue with that. I'm sure if we could find Michael Young, former Texas Rangers star Michael Young, he would have a few things to say about playing the game the right way. Maybe there are some of our listeners out there. I don't think any of them did reply to you, did they, John, to say, I disagree with you. But I'm sure there are probably at least one or two people listening thinking, oh, I found that a bit too much. So let us know.
Whenever I hear the phrase play the game the right way, straight away my defense is up because I know it's going to be something terrible. It's going to be some terrible, terrible take about playing the game the right way. And why do people even say it? Like, does anyone below the age of 27 say playing the game the right way?
Well, I don't know that many people below the age of 27, Tom. I mean, how old do you think I am?
Ben?
I don't think Ben said it. I haven't really asked if Richmond play the game the right way, but it doesn't sound like it.
If playing the game the right way is not holding the man on base when you're pitching, definitely they do that.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're all in agreement there. Nobody's playing devil's advocate. And I think we'll move on to something that John mentioned, another of our failings. Which is our ability.
Darius, you've got, before we move on, you're in podcasting in a new place this evening, and there's a slightly demonic looking lamb on a shelf behind you. Can you cover it up, please?
Oh, Yeah, would you like me to move my camera slightly?
It's all right. It's all right. I just wanted it to be known.
I think that might be one of my Nan's creations, actually.
I like it.
So I'll tell her that you enjoy her demonic lamb. I'm not sure she'll quite understand, but...
Yeah.
So from demonic lambs to our terrible predictions. Yeah, in case anybody missed it, we basically did a show pre-season where we went through all 30 teams and sort of argued about it a bit and decided on a win total for all of them. And we made sure that it added up to 2,430 wins, which is the total number of possible wins in the season. So that was kind of our effort to take on the predictions. And I went back and listened to that podcast earlier today, and I've picked out a few of our quotes and also looked at the post that I wrote after the pod itself, comparing us to the projection system. So I thought we'd just go through and talk about maybe some of our successes and failures, and see if you guys can guess who said some of these things. So before we go into the quotes, where do you think we missed the most, if you haven't looked already?
So I think Tom has, and he sent it to me, but luckily I was too distracted by it to look complete rubbish. So I haven't actually looked at it. So it's probably right that I've talked a lot already, but I'll step in. I've put a lamp on my face and it's really shiny, but at least you can probably see me better. It's just I've got such a big forehead. I can't help it. It doesn't work in audio. So I think where we missed the most is in a... So I think somebody said that we were really bearish on the Braves, and they're obviously a really quite good team. Oakland, I think we kind of bottled it because of Ben. and the Dodgers, we said, were going to be absolutely amazing, and clearly... They're really not very good. So, well, they're quite good, but you know, I think those are probably the ones from me. But for me, from memory, and we also weren't quite as up on the Red Sox. So that right?
I think we thought the Red Sox and Yankees were going to be pretty close. Which, to be fair, they still could be. There's still plenty of time left.
I mean, that's one thing I would say. The Yankees are actually still beating our prediction. Sort of their pace quite comfortably. They're a 630 team now, and we had them as a 574 team with 93 wins. So that kind of gives you an idea of how good the Yankees are still playing and how well the Red Sox are even above that.
I think the Dodgers was one. Before I looked at it, I thought the Dodgers was one we're probably going to get wrong because we had them, 105 wins or something. It went quite high. But yeah, it was only when I saw Russell's tweet about the Orioles as well, I was like, oh dear, we were really bad on that one.
Did we say they were going to be okay?
No, we just, I think like all the projection systems said that they would be pretty mediocre. 73 wins we had them at, so we said they would be last in the division.
Wow.
But nobody saw
that's a win.
The possibly record-breaking terribleness, and the same thing goes for the Royals, actually, who I mentioned to Tom the other day would probably be getting a lot more flack if it wasn't for the Orioles, as they're basically equally bad, but they're in the Central, and so nobody's really noticed that they're as terrible as the Orioles are.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I probably haven't even concentrated on that much, but if you ask me to name three people in their starting lineup, actually, should we just change this podcast? So we try to name the Twins, not the Twins, the Royals starting lineup. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine on Twitter the other day about whether we could name all of the England test caps from 1992 to 2003. And I think it's probably even now more likely that I could do that than name the entire Twins starting nine and five pitchers. Just couldn't do it.
No, I'd struggle.
I'm not sure that Royals fans can, to be honest with you.
I'm actually going to have a look at their depth chart. I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, I should have prepared one of those, you know, Royals starts.
Is Ian Kennedy still there?
Ian Kennedy is still there.
Danny Duffy's still there. Whit Merrifield. Alcides Escobar, Salvador Perez, Alex Gordon. Now I'm really struggling. I'm actually quite pleased with that.
That's good.
You have managed to pick most of the players who've just been there for ages.
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay, are you ready for these? I'm not even going to look for their first name.
I know there's someone called Heath Philmeyer in the starting rotation.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
There is. H. Philmeyer. There's a G. Sparkman. Jay Lopez.
Jennifer.
That's like such a made-up baseball game name, isn't it? Jay Lopez.
Jay Lopez. V. Keller and Jay Junis. I know none of those.
Jacob Junis, yeah.
Jay Junis has been, well, he was all right early in the season. He hasn't been very good lately.
Oh, Whit Merrifield. I forgot he was still there.
And Adalberto Mondesi is out here stealing a bunch of bases as well. I know that.
Oh, my word.
Oh, you fantasy players with your, oh, this guy's stealing loads of bases. Oh, wonder if he gets picked up by a team in the playoffs. Terrence Gore.
Terrence Gore will get no at-bats and every pinch-running opportunity.
Yeah.
They've also got Brandon Mara, who went from the Padres to them in a trade and then got DFA'd and then got picked up on a minor league contract and is now back in their bullpen.
Can you believe that they DFA'd Cladro? Cladro's just like, I'm on a first place team.
It's crazy. Cladro is actually dealing. He's quality to watch as well. It's like old Cladro. It's fantastic.
He's not quality to watch because I don't have a spare 8 hours. It was never quite, even when Cladro was brilliant for the Red Sox, it was never a quality watch. It was just like, oh my God, falling asleep in between. Well,
it was also in between DL stints. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Face. I just don't like looking at his face. Anyway.
I trust Tom to make this about Clay Buchholz.
Well, I've got him on two fantasy teams now. I'm quite happy.
I did want to point out, we're also very wrong about the Mariners, by the way, but I don't think that's surprising, and I wouldn't be particularly...
Where do we have the Mariners?
That's 76 wins.
I think that's about where they're going to finish.
Yeah, that
might be I keep seeing people saying, will Edwin Diaz break the saves record? And I'm like, are they going to win another 20 games?
Greg Kimbrel might, and he's rubbish at the moment.
Well, I don't know if you're going to do this, Darius, but we're quite high on the Twins as well.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
I was going to say that. I think that was John's fault because I wasn't that interested in... I think I basically said the Twins could win 70 games or 92 and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes. Yeah,
that does ring a bell now. So we have the Twins at 86. That's... Oh, dear.
That was definitely me. I can remember that highly. I've just been watching Jose Berrios. He's a frustrating... That's going to be the most frustrating pitching matchup to watch. Jose Berrios and Chris Archer. He's just there thinking, these guys are absolutely brilliant. And then about 5 minutes later, they've had like six flares and let in three runs. How does this... They're both like the same pitcher. It's just bizarre. Anyway. Yeah, so are you going to give us some quotes? And we have to say, that was me.
Yeah, well, hottest I was going to say takes. That we were good at the NL Central. We've basically got in exactly the right order and we're not that far off any of the win totals or on pace for. So at the moment, that's looking... Pretty good.
We have the Cubs at 96 wins. Are they on pace for 96?
Not quite, but almost. Yeah.
Really? That rotation's awful.
Cubs got a great lineup.
Jesus. I didn't think that.
And apart from the Dodgers, we pretty much nailed the NL West as well. They've just really let us down there. But
way too high on the Padres. I told you. Way too high.
How many wins did we give the Padres?
72.
So they've got to be around that, surely.
And the Astros, we're almost exactly dead on with the Astros. It's just the rest of the teams in that division haven't really done what we said.
They're all bad. Well, no, they're not. The Rangers. The Rangers we're right on, aren't we?
We're pretty close to the Rangers, actually. They're worse than we said they were going to be, but not by much. The Angels have kind of come back as well. The problem with the Angels is we had them in second place and with a wild card, and they're obviously in fourth place, just over 500. So that hasn't gone that well
either.
They've
had their problems, haven't they? Calhoun being appalling.
He's great now.
Yeah. Yeah. But Mike Trout's injured and Shohei Ohtani can't throw.
Yeah. And they traded Kinsler because they're already finished. So.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yes, bringing us on to the quotes that I mentioned. So I'm going to read the quotes and I'll ask you who you think said them and about which team.
Ah, oh, good. Like this.
Some of the teams are obvious, so I won't ask you to pick the team in those cases. So who said, I don't see any stars on the roster. There's no one I want to watch play baseball, really. And about which team?
That sounds like a John quote.
Negative John quote.
I think that sounds like Ben, actually. That sort of sounds like the type of, yeah, Ben. But I think that might have been about the Oakland A's.
John, you are spot on. That is exactly what Ben said about the A's when he was saying they were going to be like a 66-win team.
And this is you making it all about Matt Chapman.
This again. Is me making it all about Matt Chapman. No stars on the A's apart from Matt Chapman, who has been a 9-win player over the last year.
Give it up, Darius. You're never going to meet him.
Matt Chapman, yeah. I'm going to be like Tom soon. I'll just have a whole second team with loads of A's jerseys with Chapman on the back and...
They won't be as cheap. Pick a shitter team. Oh, no, I've sworn. Damn it.
Hey, I was going to talk about Jason Worth, but I think I probably shouldn't because I definitely swear about him. That is a man with a very small brain. Let's just move on. Who fears people with intelligence like... Well, at least two of the three of us on this podcast. Obviously, I've shown that I'm very intelligent by remembering what Ben said, but that is the type of... I bet you I'll get all of these right and it'll be your...
And I read French books.
So we've got one about the Padres. And the quote is, the Padres are going to be better than they were last year. Who said that?
That's me. It's easily me.
I think that was me.
John is correct.
Oh, my word.
And the particularly interesting thing about this was you then went on to pick them to win 69 games anyway, which was worse than they were the previous year. We then bumped it up to 72. But originally you picked 69 for obvious reasons, I think.
Well, it's nice. It's nice that I've got the answer right.
Okay, who said they were drinking the Kool-Aid and about which team?
That does not sound like me. I don't think I've ever used that phrase in my life.
That definitely sounds like something that I would say, but I cannot think who it is. Is it maybe the Arizona Diamondbacks?
No, it was Ben. And can you guess which team it was? No, I've said that Ben.
Can you say the quote again?
It was, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on, and then the team.
The Rockies.
It was not, no, it was the New York Mets.
Of course it was Ben and the Mets. Yeah, he's still drinking the Kool-Aid now. He was doing it in the last podcast. I think they're going to win next year. No, they're not.
No.
Do you think you can get a bet on Jacob deGrom to win 10 games to the Mets next year? What are the odds on that? Because I think I might put a bet on him not doing it. So I'm going to take the under. 2019, Jacob deGrom, under 10 wins.
Any bookies out there, hit John up and let him know what your odds are.
Mm.
So another very prescient one, who said, I think the acquisition of Jake Arrieta and people saying they're a wild card team is wild. They're not a wild card team at all. Obviously, that was about the Phillies, but who said it?
I quite like them getting Arrieta, so I don't think it was me.
I think it was you.
I think it's Darius.
It was Tom.
What?
you were positive about Arrieta, but you also cast doubt on their readiness with regards to the rest of the roster. So
I can't believe that, considering I got the bet going with Mike Shipley as well, that they'll get more wins than the Blue Jays.
I think that was about you thinking the Blue Jays were a losing team.
Yeah, I think it must have been. Although we had the Blue Jays having two wins more than the Phillies in 82 versus 80. Oh, I don't know. Fine.
Okay, so this next one, I've actually wanted to not just pick negative ones. So somebody said, I could see them losing 90 games, which was kind of a bit of a slightly dissenting opinion on this team. And it looks like it might end up being right. So who said that about which team?
Was it about the Marlins? Because we were saying that they're going to lose 100.
It definitely wasn't me if it was about the Marlins and it was a positive spin.
I believe you kicked us off by saying the Marlins were going to win 100 and lose 100, and everybody agreed with you, John.
So. Yeah, straight. Well, no, John, to be fair, John said, I think they're going to win more. I listened to the very first 5 minutes of the pod. And I remember John actually saying, the Marlins are going to I think they're going to win more than 62 games. I was like, no way. And then we all just agreed straight away they're going to lose 100.
They're basically on pace for that. So,
I don't think that was maybe it was me on the Orioles.
It was Ben on the Rangers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that was him trying to be positive, wasn't it?
I think it was because I was being shadowed by my Tim Lincecum love, and I was like, I think I said 75 or something.
Where is Timmy now? Did I see a picture of him in Hawaii? Just like,
I think he's living up in Hawaii. Yeah. Not a bad choice. Who forgot about Cole Hamels on the topic of the Rangers?
Tom.
No, John.
It was John.
Yes.
John was bashing the Rangers rotation and listed Doug Fister as their best starter.
Well, he is now.
Doug Fister.
I think it's Bartolo now, isn't it?
That's got to be, yeah.
Who's? No, I refuse to. I'm not recognising that. Not interested, mate. Let's make baseball fun. Look at the fat jolly man. That's the type of thing you're allowed to enjoy in baseball. Look at him. Look at the comedy man with the big round face. Never mind the bat flips. Carry on.
So who actually presciently this time said, I think this is the year Matheny finally gets malleted?
Me.
Darius.
It was John.
Oh.
Although we are actually pretty much spot on with the Cardinals as well, actually. I think they're slightly ahead of what we said, 82 wins, but not a great deal.
Yeah, but I did say that they were the worst team in the NL Central about 3 weeks ago, when they actually were.
Didn't account for the Matt Carpenter factor.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone did.
No, not even Matt Carpenter.
Well, he said that himself, didn't he? He said, I'm not this sort of hitter. I don't know what's happening.
And to finish, we've got a couple of our favourite division, AL Central ones. So who asked if the Royals were too high on 68 wins and who then disagreed with them?
So who asked, are they?
So somebody asked if they had too many wins at 68 and somebody else subsequently disagreed with them and said that no, 68 was fine.
I think I said they had too many at 68.
I think it was you who said 68 was too high, and it was me who said no, it's right.
It was the other way around.
Okay,
I said 68 just because that was what I put in my preseason preview at Banished to the Pen, and I disagreed with you. And, now they're probably going to lose 110 games. So
I think the theme of this is that I've been quite good.
Yeah, you've not actually been that bad, have you?
Yeah. I know about baseball, lads.
Apart from your Padres one, you were pretty good, I think, John.
You can't stay on this show then, John, if that's the case.
You were optimistic about the Twins, though. I just didn't pick one of those quotes.
I'm just going to do this on my own and send you lot off to absolute bunts.
It's like relegation. We have to... drop down to the
careful,
division where we don't.
John and Henry are listening to this.
Well, I'm just saying, if it depends whether you're ranking knowing about baseball above knowing nothing about baseball, or the other way around. I suppose maybe it's a promotion.
They might be funnier at times. I'm not sure.
They didn't just do a bat flip and knock a mic over, did they?
And
they don't even know what a bat flip is, because they're only just learning.
They haven't got to that bit of the rules yet.
It's not in the rules, it's an unwritten rule.
Exactly, yeah, you see.
So they'll never know about bat flips. They're just reading the rule book. That's the point, it's not in there. That's why he was apologising, because it's not in the rule book. John and Henry would have known that. Anyway.
And finally, again on the AL Central, we had all three of the bottom dwellers in the AL Central with mid-60s wins, basically. Somebody said, I feel like one of those teams is going to be better than that, which is currently true. So who said that?
I think it was Ben.
Yeah, I think it might have been Ben or me.
It was Ben, and it is currently true, but only because the Tigers are ever so slightly ahead of their projected 389 winning percentage. At 417, there's every possibility will.
Did he pick the Tigers?
I can't remember if Ben took the Tigers or not. I think we all agreed that they were going to be terrible. I think we came up with slightly less terrible than the Marlins. which is actually spot on right now. So it's just the fact that the Royals and the White Sox are way worse.
And yet I saw the White Sox beat Chris Sale 1-0.
Baseball. I've just realised I've sorted all the bold predictions and I've left them in my bag. So you guys are going to have to talk about predictions for 30 seconds while I go and get them in an incredibly professional moment.
Well, that's all right. I mean, this has been a professional episode of this podcast, so I'm assuming that we can maintain that level of profession. I think what we took away from that is that you were really quite poor. You offered nothing. Essentially, were dead weight.
Yeah, I think that's the story of this podcast and me, really. I think the only thing that I'm useful for is knowing how to use the server and make the website work.
Yeah, because I certainly don't know how to do that. You're also quite good at getting interviews with obscure Padres relievers and jinxing them to oblivion as well. Have you learned that in the last week?
That's terrible, isn't it? What a rubbish end for Phil Hughes, doing the Fat Flips and Nerds podcast and then being DFA'd.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Are you out of breath? Where was your bag?
About as far away in the house as it could have been. I did run.
Good effort.
Okay, so I've got the post-its from the wall.
At the first meeting. I thought it was just photos you were going to get a list.
No, I've actually got all the post-its still. Wow. I just stuck them in my bag and sort of found them the other day. And like, I can use this.
We'll post them back to you. We won't.
Unfortunately, we never got people to write their names on them, so I do remember who did some of them. But if you're listening and your prediction comes up and we don't credit you or mock you, then do let us know. So the first one is a winner. Jose Bautista to play baseball during 2018. I didn't think that was that bold, really.
Nah, that wasn't that bold. I mean, he could have been playing baseball in a rec league or something like dear old Robbie Ross.
I do remember that one. I went over to Blue Jays Corner and spoke to the guys, and the one guy
told
said
you to go away. Yeah.
It's almost to go away because I wasn't a Blue Jays fan.
You aren't wearing a blue shirt. Get out.
No. So he said he put that prediction there, and I went, What do you mean by baseball? Is that anything? And he went, well, I'm not saying. I was like, okay, fair enough. He's going for that one.
I know who this was. This is Liam Carroll, head coach of Great Britain Baseball. And this was very topical because at the time we were all debating whether Shohei Ohtani was actually going to be good or not, if you can believe that. And he put that Shohei Ohtani will get out of the fifth inning that very evening when he was making his major league debut, which he did, and he was amazing.
He hasn't for a while, though, so wasn't all that good a prediction, Liam.
Does it count if he's in the lineup as the DH?
See if we can just throw cold water. There's only four that are definitely right so far, so we're not going to. Manny Machado will be traded. That happened. I don't know if that was that bold either. But
was it?
Although I think we cast doubt on Peter Angelos' ability to actually move him.
But what are the scores? Angelos. Quite poor. They're quite poor.
And finally, I know who this was because she just tweeted us about it. Hannah, Oakland A's fan, at Cleats and Pino on Twitter. The A's will not finish bottom of the AL West. They might finish top of the AL West, Hannah. How right you were. Which brings us on to Ben Carter's aggressive counter prediction. The Oakland A's lose 100 games. Which I've put obviously in the no pile. This was the clearest no.
Absolutely nightmarish from the young knave, as usual.
The thing is though, it's still no, it's not.
that was it. Like a lot of these, I was like, well, it's not going to happen, but I can't actually say no because it's not happened. But the A's have won too many games already.
Yeah.
It's only a quarter of the season to go, Ben. This was a friend of mine, Dan, because he went to see the Mets and saw Noah Syndergaard, and he put Noah Syndergaard to win MVP. I don't think that's happening.
Nah.
Same goes for Corey Seager.
Yeah.
I put Tim Lincecum to get 15 saves. No.
But he didn't specify which league. So
I did not. I don't think even in Hawaii Tim Lincecum was getting saves. Maybe you two Red Sox fans can tell us about this. Have there been any no-hitters in 2018?
Yeah, no. Sean Manaea no-hit the Red Sox.
No, I missed that. Don't you remember when we had that podcast and I completely missed talking about it?
I believe
nothing else has happened this week, and I think Darius went, what about Sean Manaea, you know, in the Red Sox? I was like, do you know what, I genuinely forgot about that.
Yeah, you guys got to 55 minutes, and I thought we were about to get a torrent of abuse for not bringing it up. So.
Did somebody say there would be no hitters? Was that the
prediction that there were no hitters?
Yeah. So that was, who was that now? That might have been Russell.
I believe that James Paxton had one as well.
He did. That is correct. And Rick Porcello had a one hitter, and the one hit was a home run, obviously.
Because it's Rick Porcello. It's Rick
good
Porcello.
Old Ricky.
He was most handsome doing it, though. So, you know, there's that.
Part of this could still end up being true. It's about the Washington Nationals. That's to win 115 plus and still lose in NLCS whitewash. Yeah. I imagine the Nats fan would be very pleased if they got to the NLCS at this point. But
my goodness.
That's awful.
I mean, I know it was a bold prediction, but
that's I believe awful. This was when things escalated and people started to want to be at the top of the wall where the boldest predictions were.
Yeah, they've had a few ales.
Well, we haven't got to David Tate's yet, but we will.
Oh, please save that till last. For everyone that doesn't know, please save that one till last.
Barry Bonds inducted into the Hall of Fame. This is in my possible pile.
Whatever.
I mean, it doesn't say that, but
was that literally at the top?
No, because there are some more here you haven't heard yet. I quite like this one, but it's impossible to prove unless somebody, if you're listening and you can prove this, then do let us know and bring us your friend or whoever this applies to. Person wearing NY cap to realize they've been unknowingly supporting Yankees all this time. So if you know somebody who didn't know anything about baseball, but this year has realized that they've been supporting the Yankees, do let us know.
I kind of like somebody to be watching the Yankees and go, I quite like this team. Oh, that cap looks nice.
Just sat there with the cap on the table and they're looking at the screen and back at the cap.
Yeah. Oh.
I wonder what that look was. I thought it was like a...
Bada-bing.
It was a toxic symbol. No.
This one just says Cubs all the way. Entirely possible.
Well, it's not. Not that rotation, mate.
You see, he's in the World Series, get swept.
Could happen. Could happen.
Which NL team's going to sweep the Yankees, though?
Hopefully any of them.
Yeah, but come on. Giants. Which one?
Giants.
Should have said Rocky, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Four Nick Hundley walk-off homers.
Brewers wild cards. That seems like maybe the most possible.
Yeah.
Two times 100 lost teams in the NL. I think we could make it with the Marlins and the Padres still. It's still possible.
Still on. It's still on.
And they won't get the first pick.
No.
They won't. Baltimore and Kansas City. Repeat wins in all six divisions. What are the chances now, do you think, guys, of repeating all six?
What have we got? So
We're on in five still, I think.
The West.
The Dodgers aren't in first right now.
The Dodgers and the A's are going to potentially stop that happening, aren't they?
If you think...
What about Phillies and the Braves, though?
It's the NL East that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, Phillies and the Braves are the big one.
The Nats are not going to win. And I don't think the Dodgers... Well, the Dodgers could still win. They're just going through a bit of a sticky week, aren't they? But they've got no relievers. So, you know, you need them.
Analysis. Yeah. Next to Phillies to make the postseason and Braves to reach the postseason.
There you go.
Both are very good.
I said they were bold.
I like those.
Red Sox fans, will this happen? JD Martinez, 50 home runs.
Yeah.
I think I put that one on.
It seems like a thing that you would put on here.
Yeah.
Was it like Chris Dale 20 strikeouts on opening day?
More plausible than that, Tom. The thing that only four people have ever done. Three, actually.
I think I actually said 20 strikeouts and no walks as well, just to make it even harder.
Trevor Bauer will be in the top five in Cy Young voting.
He's just gone on the DL, hasn't he?
So. He's just gone on the DL, but I think he probably will still make it.
Yeah, I do. He's not going to win, but I think he's going to come second.
So JD Martinez needs 13 dingers.
Yeah, he's going to get 50, definitely.
Yeah, so does Bryce. What a coincidence.
Why is Bryce so important, Darius? Please do tell.
Bryce just needs to get to 43 home runs, and then I win £5 from Mr. Pringle.
Hold on, hold on. Do you know what? It's there.
You got
there, look at that.
Got it there. Have you written my name on
look
it?
Look at that. There is something written on it. I was trying to look earlier. I was wondering if it was a member, and I was wondering if someone had drawn a member on the Queen's face. They have not.
Well, that's fortunate, because I feel like maybe we'd get thrown in the tower or something if we podcasted that.
I think I get military immunity, so it's fine.
Oh, that's okay then.
What are our American listeners going to be thinking when they hear about us talking about somebody drawing a penis on the Queen's face?
Do we have any listeners?
In America, yeah, we do. 19.5%.
Do we have any listeners, full stop?
Good question. Not recently.
Not now.
Somebody did very well here, potentially. Dodgers to miss out on playoffs. That would be quite the bold prediction.
Yeah.
Judge more home runs than Stanton. Probably not now.
He would have, though. That's slightly unfortunate.
What's he? Is he out 6 weeks, was it?
Yeah, I think it'll be at least till the end of this month, probably a bit longer, and he's 4 behind right now. So. Phillies to win NL East. That was probably David Shaw.
I think it was.
It's not going to happen, Dave.
Cardinals to win NL Central.
No, that's not going to happen either.
I mean,
there's a Cardinals fan that did that. No one else predicted that.
Close enough. Yankees lose wild card game. Very possible.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Please happen.
Can you imagine if the Astros lose the top spot and then they eventually get Springer, Altuve and Correa back for the wild card game with Verlander on the mound? Ooh.
Oh, but Luis Severino's a better pitcher than him. No, he's not.
Oh, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
No, he's not.
It's your best Yankees fan impression.
Yeah.
I think we might have alienated almost all of the fan bases now. This might have been David Shaw, actually. Hoskins more home runs than Judge.
Well, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, he's 3 behind now, so I think it's going to be pretty close.
Mm. It didn't look good there, did it? Because Hoskins ended up on the DL for a little bit.
Mm.
And everyone was berating Dave, saying, ha-ha, you're going to lose your bet.
Mm.
Fair play to him. He stuck with it. Good on you, Dave. Well done, you.
Yankees will break single-season home run record as team. I meant to look this up, and I haven't, so I'm going to look it up now.
Red Sox.
I think I saw a stat the other day that the Red Sox have beaten their run total for last year already.
That makes sense. I mean, as good as the Red Sox have been, do you know how many home runs ahead the Yankees are?
I'm going to guess 35.
Not bad. 26.
Oh.
There are 194 home runs. I believe it's 262.
Yeah, but how many of them are actual home runs as opposed to those shit little golf shots that Didi hits into that box that they put in the middle of the field? It's not a real home run, that, mate. You know.
Sorry, Yankees fans. Judge and Stanton, 110 plus home runs, not happening.
Nah, sorry.
So, I'd love to see Stanton hit 70 home runs, but like, there's only 6 weeks left, so you'd have to hit one every night now.
Mm.
Neither Red Sox or Yankees will win the AL East. Who was this?
Whoa.
Is this a Blue Jays fan? This
must
Jason
Worth. Gotta be.
Jason Worth. I love this. Was Rob Navarro at that meetup? Tampa Bay for World Series.
No, he wasn't. Who was that? Oh, what's his name?
The other Rays fans wasn't there, was there? Yeah.
The other Rays fan.
The other one.
Him.
There's two, right?
That's three, not Henry. Now. There's three now because Henry's the third one.
Darren. Darren Webb. He is a Rays fan. Hello, Darren. You're a regular listener.
No, it wasn't Darren Webb. Oh, who is?
Anyway, look, this is terrible. Move on.
You're terrible. Shut up.
Okay, we're getting to the weird ones. Omarosa will buy the Nationals. This was the oddest bold prediction I've ever received.
I missed that. Sorry, I was too busy laughing at John's your mum comment.
The prediction was Omarosa would buy the Nationals.
Who is Omarosa?
I don't know.
Somebody is that rich?
Is it that woman who the Trump thing's been about this week? That's what she's called, isn't she?
Really?
I don't think she's going to buy the Nationals. Certainly not if Jason Worth has his way. MAGA. Carry on.
MAGA.
You guys are like this. Jeter to personally demolish Marlin's home run sculpture.
Do you know what? Degsy would go up in my estimation if he did that. With his fucking massive gammon head.
It's very telling that I put this with the weird predictions. Chicago White Sox win AL Central.
Yeah. That's good.
That person be drinking absinthe.
Was there a White Sox fan there? I can't remember.
Don't know. Somebody has also put Cubs and White Sox World Series.
That person had been on hallucinogens.
Yeah.
Trump is a Marlins fan and renames golf resort Marlins Lago. And I like this. We're going to finish with two very optimistic ones. One is baseball becomes Britain's national pastime. Obviously, no, but also impossible to prove. But I like the sentiment.
Yeah,
it's good.
And finally, we'll finish with David Tate, who is the only person who did actually write his Twitter handle on this, preserving it for all time. David Wright to DH in the World Series decider and Homer a walk-off.
I love you, David. That's so good.
But David Wright looks like he might actually get back on the field. So I do feel like we should give Dave credit.
Yeah.
Who would have predicted that that would be the more likely thing to happen this season as opposed to the Mets being in the World Series?
He had a few ales when he wrote that as well, and I was so proud of him.
Who's more optimistic about the Mets, David Tate or Ben?
I think it's Ben.
But Ben's the thing is,
Ben's got a fascination though with Syndergaard, doesn't he? He's fairly obsessed with Syndergaard.
Ben,
yeah.
I think it's odd and even days between Syndergaard and Jake DeGrom. If the day ends with a Y, Ben's thinking about one of them too.
What about Nolan?
Nolan's just a part-time fetish.
Nolan gets every third weekend like a broken family.
Right, so that's all of them. Many of you will be remembering that you made those predictions. A few of you actually have a chance to be right, unlike me. Tom, if you were JD Martinez, you might actually get one right.
I'm sure that was mine. I'm sure I just threw it up there as a, I can't even think of one. Let's just throw it up as a fairly bold prediction.
Well, mine were all right. Mike Matheny getting
Mike Matheny getting canned. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know about baseball, lads.
Aren't you great?
Yes, I am.
Should just have 5 minutes of John saying how great he is at the end of the pod.
Yeah, well, if you want, I can go and get a red and black and I can just finish the podcast by reading a couple of pages. I'll go back to the bit about when he's in the seminary. That bit's dead good.
How long does that go for?
Yeah.
Well, do that as Batflips and Nerds Extra. You can download that. It'll be an extra podcast where John...
When we do Patreon, that'll be one of our tiers. John just doing readings from Stendhal.
In a Cumbrian accent.
You can read your China Mieville books that I can see behind you.
I have got a lot of China Mieville. I have all of China Mieville's books, actually.
There you go. I've read some of his books as well. I don't just go for the snobby stuff. I go for the sci-fi and art.
I'm currently reading Tiddler, The Gruffalo, and The Selfish Crocodile.
Stickman.
Tom, have you tried to read baseball-themed kids' books to your daughters yet?
I have. So I've got one called... there's one called Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which, as you can imagine, is the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And it features the Dodgers-Yankees World Series, which is... the illustrations are lovely in it. She's not that interested. And then I've got Casey at the Bat as well, which... obviously, has a passage in there saying "kill, kill, kill." So I don't really go for that one.
Have you got any of them Jeter ones?
No, I should get one, really, shouldn't I? And try and read it to her.
Maybe that can be a Patreon level. Tom does Jack and Ori of the Jeter books. you know that old gammon head would be suing you. He'd be writing. Need that money off that army man from Oxfordshire just to top up the Marlins fund. You know, just getting fivers and just throwing them in the old coal scuttle.
Do you want to let the kids in for free? No, $20 at least for the kids.
Yeah, I was going to say you could take him to sign it, but he'd probably charge you for that as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, with his little hand sanitizer at his desk and his little iPads.
Since the early days, the Marlins have actually kind of not been a disaster, really, haven't they? The Orioles have really taken their spot.
it's absolutely weird. Like, they're not good, but they've just kind of been forgotten. They've also made a couple of okay trades, which is just odd after what they did at the start. I mean, like that, I still can't get over that Marcelo Ozuna trade. It's just bizarre. Yeah, they've been all right. They've confounded my expectations, absolutely, and fair play to them for that. Clearly got some talented young players in there.
Yeah, it's surprising. The public relations storm seemed like it could not possibly be any worse, but I guess they're also in the same division as the Mets, so there is that distraction.
Metsy! Absolutely. Cool.
The Mets never seem average, do they? They're either really good.
Or it's just all or nothing, you mean?
They were just good that one time.
Aren't you two the fans of the only team to go from first place to last place to first place again in three consecutive years?
Yeah. But we're also going to be fans of the only team that's going to win their division 3 years in a row soon.
Well, I'm expecting 117 wins now, anything less, and it's a huge disappointment.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but, you know,
I've said it plenty of times. I'm still waiting for the slump. And when it does happen, it's going to be horrible to watch.
You know, if you're going to slump, do it in September when you've already won the division.
Get Rusney up.
No.
How long is he still under contract for, Rusney Castillo?
Don't know. He's got another 2 years.
I think he's got another 2 years left. Yeah, Pablo Sandoval's got another year left on his deal. This is what
I always say to people when they start worrying about contract sizes. I'm like, the Red Sox are literally paying Rusney Castillo and Alan Craig to do nothing.
Yeah.
Like $40 million or something. They're fine.
They're not paying Alan Craig to do anything. They are paying Rusney Castillo to play for the Pawtucket Red Sox, Darius. So, you know, that's not nothing. That's the International League. That's the second highest level of baseball.
Yeah,
they need people out there. You know, you can't just have Adam Lind farting his way to the plate all the time. He's been released. Brandon Phillips. I love looking at AAA rosters. He's just been like, what? Brandon Phillips plays for the Pawtucket Red Sox? What? Well, what?
Still going.
Still 38, still going. Good for you, Brandon. You've only had three all-star appearances. You don't need this lad. I respect it. Hustle.
Rusney's got $11.7 million coming next year. And then 2020, there's an opt-out following the 2019 season. I don't think he's going to opt out, if I'm honest with you.
No, I think
he's going to pick up his $14.2 million.
You don't think he's going to say, you know what, I don't want $14 million.
I'm going to opt out. I'm going to leave and try and get a contract elsewhere because this is rubbish playing AAA.
Well, no. Brandon Phillips wouldn't agree.
Well, I think now that we've touched on Adam Lind farting, we can probably wrap it up there. So,
John, high point.
Where can people find you tweeting about Stendhal and whatever else it is that you're reading at the moment?
Well, I'm on batflips_nerds, which is our general Twitter. And also the other thing that I can't even pronounce properly, but you can find it there. That's where I normally tweet about Stendhal and stuff. Enjoy it.
And Tom, where can we find you tweeting about children's baseball books?
You can find me at Pedroia's Face. I'll also be on at batflips_nerds as well. I'm going through a bit of a weird NFL phase at the moment as well. I'm becoming slightly obsessed with it, which I know is wrong. Every year I do this, and after about week three, I'm done. So it'll pass. Don't worry about it.
So you're saying that new followers just need to wait it out?
Just stick it out. There'll be a few whinges on there. There'll be a few times when I complain to companies about stuff and try and get free stuff back. And then I'll be back to baseball stuff eventually.
Great. And you can find me on Twitter at DariusA64. I don't generally tweet about books at all, but maybe I should start. And obviously, yeah, give us a follow at batflips_nerds. Get along to the meetups that we mentioned at the top of the show. And thank you for listening. We will see you all next time.